Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 1st. In the year of our Lord, 2018, this is our one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. You see, we reject revolution. It's very bloody, doesn't turn out very well, it's violent. It isn't the way to go unless forced. But we have options, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why we stand with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We call it the blueprint for liberty, and that is indeed why we also support the checks and balances the founding fathers put in place. Absolutely brilliant. And one of the great ways the American people can be involved in the solutions, that's what we advocate for. This is a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And in order to make America great again, we must, I repeat, we must make America moral again. That's what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. All right, welcome to the broadcast. We've got a ton of news to cover, some incredible guests coming up. It all starts now. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website. That is LibertyRoundtable.com. You got live and on-demand radio there. You click on the live link, you listen to LibertyNewsRadio.com. And we are part of the nationally syndicated group of talk show hosts around the clock that are doing a phenomenal job as the new media takes center stage, telling the tale of liberty, breaking down barriers, standing for the truth, no fake news, just the best we can do. Now, LibertyNewsRadio.com needs your financial support. Donate today. But we at LibertyRoundtable.com, one of the Liberty News Radio syndicated hosts, need your financial support as well. Now, a lot of people say, man, you guys just run around and beg for money. No. We give you our content free. And we simply say, if we provide value to you, please reciprocate. Please support us. Now, I'm not begging for your money to support my family. I'm not a rich guy making millions and millions of dollars. I've got a day job to support my family. And my wife works too. And we ask for your money not to fund our families, but to grow the radio network. Okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say I take some time off to go to an event and speak. I'm asked to speak quite often around the country. Let's say I go do that. I can take off work and lose the money that I would work-wise. I can free up the time and I can go. What I can't do, though, is lose the money from work, take off time, leave my family, pay the expense of travel, airfare, Ubers, whatever it takes to get around, hotels, food, da-da-da, and then speak for free. I mean, if Kurt and I go on a trip, and I will not go on a trip without Kurt or another buddy. I believe in the buddy system. I'm kind of like Mike Pence. I don't end up with women alone, unless it's the love of my life, my wife. I don't end up going anywhere. Because I don't want to go alone. It's not that I'm afraid to go alone. It's not that I can't travel alone. It's that I believe in the buddy system. And I want to be safe. And I want to make sure that I've got a witness with me at all times and vice versa. So for Kurt and I to travel, let's just say we go to Washington, D.C. or go anywhere to speak. I mean, it's a minimum, even if we drive, of $500 probably. Anywhere to $2,000 to $3,000 for us to go somewhere. Not because we live high on the hog. Kurt and I actually even share a hotel. We get a hotel with two queen beds in it. We share a hotel. We've been family friends forever. Our wives and families know each other. Okay, we're absolutely best friends. But it takes money. I mean, let's say that we go somewhere. Even flights are probably $1,000 just for each of us to go. Now you could say, well, Sam, if you watch really carefully, you can get flights cheaper. I agree on occasion. Sometimes flights are cheaper. Sometimes flights are more depending on where you want to go. Depending on when you can leave and when you have to get back. Sometimes you can get cheaper flights, but you got to stay an extra day. Well, if that's another, you know, $70 to $150 in a hotel, you say, Sam, that's an expensive hotel. Depends on where you go. The East Coast, it's hard to get a hotel for $100 on the East Coast, folks. So it all depends on it. But I'm just telling you right now, three nights in a hotel, just say $300 on the average, right? Then you say $1,000 for the flights on the average. That's $1,300. Now, we haven't got any Ubers anywhere. We haven't got any shuttles anywhere. I don't know how we're going to get from our hotel to our, I mean, from our the airport to the hotel and back. That doesn't count any food along the way. How much do you think food should cost on an average day? Let's say we find a hotel that's got free breakfast. Fine, we still got to buy lunch. And or even if we skip lunch, we're going to buy dinner. Let's say you go to an average decent place, $15-$20 a person for dinner. And let's say you buy, you know, lunch cheaper. So between the two of us, just say it's $50 a day. That's pretty inexpensive. You go to corporate stipends, they give you more than that. So, you know, you got 3 days on the road, $50 a day for food. You got $150 on top of your $300, on top of your $1,000. Hey, you're already at $1,450 and you haven't even got started with your Uber rides or anything like that. So I'm telling you that it's as cheap as $500 sometimes if we drive somewhere really close. But it can be anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500 to $3,000 depending on where we go, depending on the venue, depending on the expense. If we have to take an Uber drive into the city or something like that, or if we have to rent a car because it's even further, or go to a different airport, you know, it's expensive to travel, folks. It really is. And let's just say that it costs $3,000 and we're on the road for 6 days. Right? That's $500 a day. That's just what it takes to make happen, folks. So anyway, I can afford my own life, my own family. I've got 8 children, 4 grandchildren and growing. I've got 3 of my kids married. So right now there's like, 15 in our family, pretty soon to be 17. As soon as the new babies are born, etc. All right. And all I'm telling you is, hey, I don't mind supporting my own family. I'm grateful to do that. I wake up every morning delighted to work hard and get that done. And I don't mind giving my time to run this radio network. And I would love for folks to help me cover some of the costs, some of the day-to-day expenses to run a radio network. It's expensive. I don't mind giving my time away. I love it. It's my hobby. It's what I believe in. It's what I do. I'm grateful for the opportunity that God has called me to this work. But we are asking for financial support to make it all happen. It's expensive. And to run a radio network, there's bills, there's expenses. Just to put our streams up is several $100 a month. The podcasts and all the different servers that it takes to make happen and get the show notes squared away and take care of the accounting side and all that stuff. It's expensive to run a radio network and to do a talk show. It's not cheap. Anyway, I bring this all up to say, hey, I'm not begging for your money. I don't like that characterization because I don't believe it's fair or true. But what I will say is we do want your financial support because we believe we provide value. Okay, the show notes that we take every day on the stories we talk about, I believe are of great value, even if you don't even listen to our talk show, but you just go read the notes. Because it highlights stories that we have gleaned from around the world, on the internet, everywhere we can find, all the news sources we can find. And I've got a lot of news gatherers, okay? I've got probably 50 people plus that feed me news. I don't pay them. Sam and Kurt personally both look hard for the news, a couple hours a day between the two of us every single day. So this broadcast of 2 hours on the radio probably takes me personally 5 hours a day, 4 hours a day in that range. It takes Kurt a similar amount of time from the news we look at to the booking of guests to the traveling, to the, all that we do. I'm telling you right now, it's expensive. But then I got a bunch of people that feed me news, a bunch of organizations that I trust from WorldNet Daily and their plethora of wonderful authors to conservative groups. I just talked to one guy yesterday, for example, that we're going to start to get more of these guests, more of these news folks to the radio. But they all gather news and provide it to us. But it takes a lot of time to gather all the news. And what should we highlight on? And what's the focus? What guests should we bring to the table for you? All that takes a tremendous amount of work. If it's of value to you, please reciprocate and fund us. We will consider your money sacred. We will grow our presence in the media as the new media takes center stage. We will bring it to you. We will consider your money sacred, and we will use it for the purpose you give it to us for, which is to grow our media presence, to fund our operations. We will not take it for personal stuff. We'll support our own families. Thank you very much. But the real question is, do you find value in what we do? If you do, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Live and on demand radio around the clock. Now, the reason I bring all this up, I want you guys to get an understanding of what it takes to run a radio network, what it takes to be on the radio every day, how much time it really takes, how much money it really takes. I don't have any secrets. There's no reason that we shouldn't be transparent about what it really takes to make happen. Now, a lot of people say, Sam, you should go on YouTube and you should, you know, you can organically fund what you're doing. There's, you know, partnerships with YouTube for advertising. You can get on Facebook and Twitter and, man, you know, you could do tremendous. Yeah, but those entities are hostile and they hate us. and they don't like us, and they'll do everything they can to shut us down. And if we get dependent on that cash flow, then when they decide to yank that cash flow or tamper with our then we're in financial trouble. I'm not willing to do that, folks. And some people say, well, your radio talk show, your radio network is just tiny. I don't care. Those who seek for liberty and find us of value can find us by word of mouth and other ways. And I wish we were bigger, but I'm not going to invest in those partners that are not trustworthy partners that will eventually put us in jeopardy. Every big news organization that I know that's conservative right now is in trouble because there's a hostility of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all these different groups literally yanking their funding from them. They were doing great for a long time, but now they're wondering how they're going to survive. All right? And I don't want to be in that position. I want to be in a crowdfunded, American-supported situation where we're not dependent on those people, where we're dependent on good, honest Americans. Hey, if a million Americans put a dollar a day in, we've got $30 million a month. If 10,000 Americans make it happen, we've got 10 grand a month. This network can prosper at 10 grand a month. LibertyRoundtable.com, donate today. LibertyNewsRadio.com, donate today. I gave you some inside information about what it takes to travel and do things. Not that somebody couldn't figure that out, but it's interesting to kind of learn about and know. When we come back, I want to tell you some of the things we've been covering, especially yesterday's broadcast, etc. 30 after, Kirk Crosby will join us. Next hour, Bob Unruh, WND.com, an incredible author, joins us. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Now, by the way, there are a lot of people who do support what we do in dollars, in time, the list goes on and on, and we are absolutely grateful for them. And they know who they are. I don't want to name names because I think people will be embarrassed if we point them out, and I also don't want to have the mainstream press and our enemies, if you will. There's plenty of those. Whenever you stand up for God, family, and country, you get enemies. The Savior had a lot of enemies as well. I don't consider them enemies necessarily. They consider us enemies, right? Or they consider us a threat, if you will, right? Anyway, I don't want to point the people out because I don't want them to be attacked or them to get the unnecessary focus. We'll take the heat, okay? But anyway, there's a lot of people. One, for example, I need to buy a new radio console or a new board, if you will. It's what it's called. Where we could put all the mixture together of the different things. Sam and Kurt and the phones. And you put it all into a big mix. and then send it all out as one, you know, syndicated radio show. That takes money, but it takes what's called a board. And I have to buy another board. I need a backup one because when ours gets, over time, you get dirt in the pots and things like that. And so you got to get it cleaned, get it squared away. Well, I can't even take it out of production because we use it every single day. So I need to get another one so that I got a backup, and then I can, you know, swap it out, use the new one, and then, you know, go get the other one fixed. And then that way there's a little bit of redundancy in the network and stuff like that. Well, anyway, long story short, a good American found out that we needed that and literally funded it. I've got the money for that now. And I'm so grateful for that. Extremely grateful. There's another guy. I don't want to name his name. He knows who he is. He donates $5 every month. And you could say, you know what? Wow, $5, that's nothing. Or you could look at it differently and say, you know what? That guy put $60 a year into to what we're doing because he believes in us and believes that we provide value. And I'm so grateful for people like that. That's just an example of one guy. The guy's name is James, by the way. I'll just leave the rest blank. But an example, that's an example of what I'm talking about, though. Just imagine if 2,000 Americans, that's not a very big number, is it? 2,000 Americans said we're going to put $5 a month into Liberty News Radio. Would have the money to operate and grow. We need money to promote ourselves, to let people know. In addition to word of mouth, I'd like to advertise with groups like WorldNet Daily and others. One, to keep them live and on the air, and two, to keep us live and on the air and growing. We have a shared synergistic audience. We could do that, but it takes cash. What I can't do is fund my family, give my time 4+ hours a day to the radio, run the radio network and syndicate the other shows. It takes my time to produce all those shows and all the work behind the scenes to make it all happen. And then in addition, fund my travel if people want me to speak. And then in addition to that, fund advertising and the promotion of the radio network. And I just don't have the resources for all that, folks. So we ask for your help. And I want to really double down in gratitude for those who do help. And they do exist. We need more of them. No question. And no doubt, you know, on the whole, we need conservatives to put their money where their mouth is. And for the most part, they don't do it. That's true. But there are those who absolutely give up their sacred resources for us. And we're absolutely so appreciative of that. And we want to acknowledge them. All right. Now, I mentioned that we provide value to you. Hopefully you can reciprocate. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. But I mentioned that we gather stories from all around the country, all around the globe, and then we talk about them. We break them down and provide a unique perspective on everything we talk about. Either it's a story they won't bring up, so we do, or it's a story they bring up, but they don't focus on the right, in my opinion, points. But we use God, family, and country as our guide. We bring the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, in as our guide. And everything we do, we respond in that viewpoint, from that fresh perspective of the Founding Fathers to the best of our ability. And then what we do is we always bring up a problem, but we never leave it without discussing the solutions. That's one of the unique things, the unique values that Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio bring to the table. Okay, so there's solutions. In addition to solutions, oftentimes we bring up a story that maybe doesn't even have a problem with it. But it's kind of fun to take the edge off of the difficult times in which we live. It's designed to have a little bit of fun sometimes. Okay, that's what we do. Hopefully it's of value to you. If so, please make sure that you reciprocate that value. You're paying it forward so another person can learn about the broadcasts and listen and then do the same. Donate and help us grow. All right, so we talked about Debbie Lesko won the Arizona election that Richard Mack was in. Richard Mack didn't do that well. He only got like 2% of the vote. It was sad. But again, it's because not enough Americans put their money in. And because of the hostility and, in my opinion, the outright voter fraud that the Republican Party engages in. So what they do is they do this vote by mail. And so the second this seat was open almost, people were literally already voting. And guys like Richard Mack got snubbed at the beginning, not being allowed to participate in some of their debates and not getting the fair coverage. Then they took a poll. They acted like nobody mattered but Debbie and this other goofball guy. And then, you know, by the time Richard started to get support, started to get funding, but it was too late. Half the votes were done. He did much, much better on Election Day voting than the pre-voting because the pre-voting folks didn't even have a chance to learn about him yet and know that he was running. That's what I'm talking about. All right, McDonald's record holder, his name is Don Gorsk. He's 64 years old. He's set to eat his 30,000th Big Mac. The guy says he's going to eat Big Macs till the day he dies. He loves burgers. That's just an extreme kind of funny story, but it's all true. Go check it out. He holds the Guinness Book of World Records of Big Mac eating. I'm just crazy. And he has a Big Mac. You know, most people have like a car collection or a stamp collection if you're a kid or a coin collection. This guy has Big Mac. I don't know what you want to call it. Containers collection? Where he collects them from all around the world. He's been doing it since 1972. Just wow. All right, the Liberty Media Group bids $1.16 billion for the failed, bankrupt iHeartRadio. They only get 40% of the company. I'm telling you, that stuff is not sustainable. $1.16 billion for only 40% of a failed company. What a disgrace. Liberty Media isn't too into Liberty as far as I can tell. They're much different than Liberty News Radio. I'll tell you that right now. LibertyNewsRadio.com. All right, we talked about left-wing activists driving student gun control protests. I told you there was big business behind these students. They didn't just organically assemble or spontaneously get together as students and get this done like they tried to make you believe at first. We caught them at it. There's big money, Planned Parenthood, and all kinds of other groups, teachers, unions, and more behind these student protests. It's funded. They're trained. And then the grease, or the skids are greased, if you will, by these big organizations then arranging for students to meet with everybody all the way up to the Donald. I can't meet with the Donald, but the students can, with Planned Parenthood and teachers' unions and everything else backing the students. And they all met and promoted and pushed for gun control. It's a coordinated, deceptive, dishonest agenda. And the mainstream press is involved in fake news about it big time. I warned you that activists were driving the students' gun control protests, folks. I knew it, and I told you so. There's an agenda here. We also talked about that time Donald Trump took down a mugger in action. Turns out that he jumped out of his car, stopped the guy with a baseball bat, and he now says he would have ran to the guns in this Florida shooting. Well, I don't know if it's true or not, and I don't know if it would have been smart to run to the guns. The answer is good, honest Americans with guns stops criminals. We also talked about House members can now purchase bulletproof vests with our, meaning taxpayers' money. What do you think of that? Now, in testimony, Donald Trump aide Hope Hicks says that she lied on the job. But don't worry. Hope Hicks only told little white lies, nothing big. She didn't lie about Russian collusion or anything. But she did admit to little white lies on the job. What a shame, Hope Hicks. We know personally that she lied about us, so we have personal interaction with Hope Hicks, if you will. She won't like to admit it, but even the New York Times tried to barbecue this talk show and me as a host, and we pushed back, and eventually they kind of had to retract and set the record straight. I'm glad they did that, and I'm glad Hope Hicks finally admitted that we are a legitimate talk show that cares about God, family, and country. But anyway, Hope Hicks now, after she admit these white lies, lying for the Donald, now she's resigning. Do you find that coincidental, or is it just me? Hope Hicks announces she's resigning. Oh boy, they're getting close to the Donald, aren't they? She was one of the closest people to the Donald we know. All right, we also had our guest on yesterday. Incredible second hour. We had our guest on Art Moore. He's a columnist for WND.com. He talked about this story we talked about, critical story the mainstream press is not covering. The Broward deputy works for the Muslim mafia. Did you hear that? The Broward deputy works for the Muslim mafia. CARE leader, this is a CARE leader that's also the deputy. He conducted weapons training at a radical Muslim mosque right here in America. Did you hear me? One of the deputies that related to the Parkland shooting literally works for the Muslim mafia. He literally is a CARE leader, and he conducted weapons training at a radical mosque right here in America. Art Moore is co-author of the best-selling book, See Something, Say Nothing, documenting a lot of this stuff. Incredible interview. YouTube secretly using the Southern Poverty Law Center to police videos, documents the Daily Caller. We also talked about the ultra wealthy are being lured to Italy and to Puerto Rico to save on taxes. We also talked about Ammon Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Public Lands. They're standing up, ladies and gentlemen, and doing a great job. We'll keep an eye on the Bundys just for you. Back in seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So they're trying to make Ammon and Ryan Bundy out to be having political aspirations, and Ammon and Ryan and others are saying, we don't have political aspirations. We do want criminal activity stopped in America. We do want to fight over our lands. That's what this is about, God, family, and country, and it's about life, liberty, and property. So doing a great job, the Bundys. We'll keep an eye on that case just for you. By the way, we've had some of the best coverage, the best honest, open, transparent coverage of anybody on this, from interviewing Ammon from inside the Malheur Wildlife Refuge to covering it at the peaceful rally for the Hammonds back in Oregon that started the whole thing, on through to Pete Santilli on the radio with us and many others covering the cases in Nevada on the ground. We've done the best in terms of coverage on that. Now, I know other people who are specifically dealing with this case have had more up-to-date details than we have. But I'm talking about a nationally syndicated talk show that literally has many things to cover, this being one of them. We've covered it more than anybody. And I would submit to you more transparently and better than anybody. And if you believe that coverage, traveling to Oregon to start it all off, covering it day in and day out, if you find that of value, fund us as well. LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyNewsRadio.com. All right, without further ado, Kirk Crosby's on the road for business, but he thought he'd chime in and say hi. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know if I should say...
By the way, Sam, on your on the thing about the Bundys, you know, I guess you could say what started it even before that was the deal down in Nevada at the ranch. And, of course, Sheriff Mack was there.
Yeah, we had several people there from our Liberty Roundtable Live team. We had not only Sheriff Richard Mack, but we had a couple of other police officers and stuff like that there also, Kurt. We had a lot of coverage there, too. I was actually covering another event for the CSPOA, and you were with me while that was all happening. So we had multiple events to attend at that time.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, great point. Thank you for that. You're right. Spot on. That's for sure. All right. Now, I don't know how to take this. I don't know if I had to run around and say, I told you so. I don't know if I had to just express my concern. I don't know if I had to just say, you know what, we disagree with the Trumpster on this one. But the Donald's out of control. Okay. And how this should be handled, I don't know. But here's the deal. Donald Trump was in a, quote, bipartisan discussion yesterday about gun control. And Trump said, take the guns first, go through due process second. NRA's warnings have come true. The president wants to unilaterally disarm Americans. Now, you can go on about how that is and what it means. And I've got all kinds of people on different sides. Some are saying, Sam, you warned us. Wow, you told us so. Others are saying, Sam, come on, it's not as it sounds. Donald didn't exactly mean that. There's all kinds of people doing all kinds of things about this. But I'm just going to play for you the Donald's words and then express my concerns. Here it is. Listen.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
There you have it. My problem is we're using this case, and what we really have, they act like you don't even have time to go to court first. That's bogus. You don't have time to analyze this guy to see if he is psychotic or whatever. They act like you didn't have any time for that, but you had government failings all the way from the local municipalities all the way up to the FBI folks on multiple occasions over several years. So they're using this case to manipulate reality. Shame on the Donald. Kurt, do you want to respond to this? He's ready to take your guns, my friend.
Well, you know that I've been, between the two of us, more of a vocal supporter. I said he was going to win. I've backed him in a lot of ways. And I agree with, a whole bunch of the things that he's done. This is a problem. But I would just simply say, many times we hear one thing and then later we see something different. And I would just say, hey, we need to be certainly cautious and express our concerns about this. I know that, he's well aware of how media works this. And the gun thing is a big thing for the media. I think that... I like the round table deal that they had. There was some great stuff from, I remember one of the, what I'd call a true friend of the Second Amendment wanted to do some good stuff, and he basically just dropped that thing, and I don't agree with that. I think if he's going to negotiate, Mr. Negotiator ought to realize that, hey, if you're going to give the other side a little something, make sure you get a whole bunch yourself. And he ought to remember that in these issues.
Well, I think it's important to have a reset on the whole discussion. Instead of saying, hey, let's focus on mentally ill people, we certainly have had mentally ill people from the days of Adam, right? So I'm not saying that there's not a mental issue component here, and I'm not suggesting that we ought to just run around and arm mental people. What we got to understand, though, is that's the exception. And somebody who may not be as bright as somebody else, or somebody who may not be as mentally stable as somebody else, that doesn't mean that they're going to run off and just shoot everybody up every time they've got a mental deficiency or struggle or imbalance or whatever term you want to use to define this. Why did it not used to happen? And why does it happen with such regularity and frequency now? And I think that's the real discussion that needs to be had. Okay, we're not saying that mental people should run around and just shoot everybody up and that we're okay with that. What we're saying is there's an exception here for unique cases. We agree. We're also agreeing that if somebody's just waving a gun around and being crazy, that I agree you can take the gun away from them to stop the immediate threat. And you can literally then put somebody through the due process if you will. That's been the case forever, though. That's nothing new. That would even happen in the old days of the Wild West with a sheriff, right? Okay, we're not talking about that. And that's the problem that I have here, is instead of dealing with the real issue, we're dealing with the exception, and then we're blowing it up to be the standard, the norm, and then we're creating this legislative and understanding idea around this extreme, crazy exception, while at the same time denying innocent people their rights under the idea of, quote, security, but losing our liberty in the process. And that's the problem with this whole discussion. And that's why I'm coming out blatantly against the Donald. Shame on you for your comments. Shame on you for your lack of willingness, since you were sworn to uphold the supreme law of the land. Shame on you for not upholding it. Now, in the meantime, I come back and say, hey, mentally unstable people could rely on God, could rely on the stability of their families, could rely on all kinds of great solutions, an increased community of belonging through churches and private organizations. And there's a lot of ways that these people could maybe be unstable, but and we could care for them and love them and protect them, but they wouldn't go ballistic to a gun. They wouldn't feel so lonely. They wouldn't have satanic influence taking over their hearts and minds to the point of murder. If we would focus on God, family, and country, and if we would think about how best to protect life, liberty, and property, guns in the hands of good guys are the answer. And believe it or not, the congressman from Alaska, Don Young, pointed this out, and he got really attacked for this, Kurt. I don't know if you saw this, but Don Young of Alaska literally said, hey, let me see if I can get the exact quote here. If the Jews had guns, we wouldn't have had the Holocaust. Now, the media is beating him up big time over this. But he's actually spot on. This is not about attacking Jews. This is not about anything except for the truth. Okay, now Don Young said literally the Jews wouldn't have had the Holocaust if they had been armed. And I think he's spot on that, Kurt. Do you want to respond to that?
You're exactly right, Sam. I'm glad you brought that up. It's really the truth. And so, you know, the media doesn't want to go there because what it does is it messes up their argument that, hey, if you just get rid of all the guns, hey, somehow the whole world will be better. But they forget this one simple thing, and that is criminals don't obey the law.
And that's why I think Donald's failing in this discussion. Furthermore, you know, if somebody is mentally unstable, what's the best way to prevent them from doing something radical? And in my opinion, give them a tie to God. Give them a tie to family. Give them a sense of belonging. Give them the support that they need. Don't just run around and take away my guns and think that's going to help. It's not even logical what they're talking about, Kurt. And Donald should be way smarter than this. He talks about fake news. But to peddle due process after you take away the guns is the general wide solution to raise the age of being able to own a gun is absolutely fake news, Donald. Shame on you. Sam and Kurt, back in seconds, LibertyRoundtable.com.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone.
That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Don Young, Congressman of Alaska, literally taking the heat, but he's spot on. He says, hey, if they were armed, it would have literally stopped the Holocaust. And I don't know for a fact if that would stop the Holocaust. In other words, I can't say in every case that a gun would be the solution. Okay, morality in the people is always the solution. But I know this, without a gun, it becomes, I don't know if I should say turkey shoot, but it becomes just a defenseless slaughter. But when we literally bring about morality, then we have a great difference that's important to understand. Now, Kurt, I don't know if you know, but in addition to Don Young standing up, we've been standing up big time, but so has your buddy Jason Chapeth been standing up. Jason thinks Parksland students, listen, need to embrace Jesus and have faith in God to get through this tragedy. Did you see that? What do you respond to Jason?
I say that I saw the Jason Chapeth thing, but I'm hats off to him if that's what he had to say. I mean, that's certainly good news.
Amen. He's spot on. And that's where Donald should be. Okay, Donald should be right, saying, listen, we've got to turn to God in this horrible tragedy. We've got to turn to family, the fundamental unit of society, in this horrible tragedy. We've got to know that America's great, but America would be greater if we can love these people with mental difficulties, but we are not going to, on the altar of mental illness, put the rights of the majority of Americans. We're not trading our security for liberty. We're not doing that. We're going to have both, and to make America great again requires proper leadership and clarity on these issues. No doubt we've got mental illness problems in America. Maybe we got to look at the psychotropic drugs they're all on as a starting point. Maybe we need to look at the breakdown in the family where there's no stability for some of these people as a starting point. Maybe we need to look at God, the author of our liberty. Don't they say God is love, Kurt? Maybe that ought to be the focus. And Jason Chapeth pointing it out, doing a great job. He's spot on. Now, Kurt, I don't know if you know, but Connecticut's governor thinks AR-15 ownership is like owning a tank. Did you see this?
No, I did, but I'm not really surprised. It's close to Massachusetts or Texas, you know, Connecticut, and that's why they get, although New Hampshire's the state of the live free or die thing, so, you know, they ought to get a little more of that is the Massachusetts.
Kurt, did you know, though, that Americans are allowed to own tanks, flamethrowers, and grenades? It usually takes a little bit of paperwork, but Americans can own them. So this guy's not even right on the facts, much less suggesting that a gun is like a tank is just off his rocker.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not so sure that a tank's a bad idea. If government can own tanks, why can't the people, the sovereigns that Well, the government drives its power from the consent of the governed. If we have a right to own a tank, so do they. And if they, you know, where does that all go?
Yeah, good point, Sam.
It's just amazing where we are.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Anyway, I just thought it was interesting. This guy literally thinks having a gun is like having a tank. And no wonder we've got the problem that we have. We've got these people in high office, like the Donald. But there is good news. All right, Kurt just emailed me two stories. Kurt, I know you don't have them up because you're on the road, so I'll highlight the headline, and then you can run with the story to the best of your remembrance. But there's a carjacking suspect. He was in Wisconsin. He had a concealed carry, right, Kurt?
That's correct, Sam. And the guy just basically took care of business, and the carjacker will not be carjacking anybody else.
And we're sorry the carjacker lost life. We don't like the loss of life, but I'm glad that this guy with a concealed carry preserved innocent life. Right, Kurt?
That's right. That's exactly right.
And I hope that we can create copycats in this scenario to make sure that other innocents don't get harmed in the process. Where's the Donald to highlight this case, Kurt?
That's a great point, Sam.
All right. So anyway, I'm glad the carjacking suspect got stopped, not the good, honest Americans trying to live their lives in peace and prosperity, right? There's another good news story. And I covered a story like this a few months ago. I don't know if this one's a different one, but it's Dateline Utah. And I guess a man carrying concealed pistol stops attack on Utah police officer. Kurt, is this a different one than we saw before?
No, it's the same story, but at least in my opinion, it's useful at this time in that, you know, once again, the thing that we're told is the evil enemy, the gun, was the savior of even the police in this case.
It's highly relevant. It's highly informative. It's highly useful to bring this up. I just want people to understand it's not a new story. I wish we had two examples of this is the point. We don't.
Yeah.
But this example, nevertheless, is absolutely vital to bring up because this example and the example of this carjacking are two examples of what happens when the good guys have rape-me-nots, have rob-me-nots, have, you know what, the right of God-given self-defense. And that's where Donald's missing the boat so bad here. I know he wants accolades. I know he wants to be popular. I know he just loves the fawning of everybody. But he's got to stand on principle. He's got to absolutely stand on principle and be clear about what the real solutions in America are. And if these mental people could feel love from God, love from family, love from community, where's the Hillary Clinton? It takes a village these days. We can have good people surrounding these people with mental difficulties and care for them and keep them safe, not put them on psychotropic drugs with proven side effects to be the outcome we see. We can literally work on this together, and we can do it with God, family, and country. We don't need to do it by disarming the guy that protected the cop, the guy that stopped the hijacker. I could go on and on and on, Kurt, with this.
You're right.
All right, now Michelle Malkin brings up a point that I think is worthy of discussion in this as well, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember that one.
All right, Michelle Malkin basically says, hey, why don't we release the shooting surveillance video so that we can all see what happened? We hear that four officers stood down. We hear that people were asking for permission to go inside, and they were denied from medical, first responder personnel, etc. This deputy outside, Scott Peterson, says, no, wait. I didn't go inside because I believe there were shooters outside that I was trying to engage so that our guys wouldn't get shot going in kind of stuff. Well, I don't know who's telling the truth here. All I know is the more transparency we have in this case, the more likely we will find those who really did it, those who really are involved in a conspiracy, if there is one, and the more we can gain trust in the system. Michelle Malkin's right. Release the shooting surveillance video. Kurt?
Well, you're right on target, Sam, and so is she. The bottom line is, do you expect that real quick?
No. In fact, if they do, it'll be a long time in coming, and then it'll be redacted heavily or it'll be manipulated in some way. Kind of like the Lavoie Finicum video the FBI released. They released it with no sound. It was very kind of distant aerial video. We couldn't even really exactly tell what happened. All it did was generate a lot of debate about whether Lavoie reached down and get a gun or whether he was, you know, trying to stagger through the snow or exactly what was going on. And I know people are definitive in their beliefs, but there's a lot of controversy about what really happened there. The video didn't clear anything up. It just simply helped people concrete their views. Whatever their views were, it solidified them. But it didn't solve anything. They'll release some kind of video like that, and then there'll be discussions about, oh, it's redacted or it's changed or it's an edited video. And then if we say that, then they'll come back and say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. The video's not edited. And then there'll be a debate about that. And all they'll do is fuel the conspiracy fire on this thing, Kurt, not achieve transparency or clarity at all. And that's the fear that I have with this case.
And really, you're right on target, Sam, because, you know, the longer they wait, the more everybody goes, hey, look, they're holding the evidence. They're looking at it. They're viewing it, seeing what they want to let go. And that's the bottom line. Imagine if they just look like, hey, this is just online. It's right there. When as soon as we see it, you see it. I mean, imagine if we had that. No, we can't have that kind of transparency, can we?
Well, and let's talk about the psychotropic drugs this guy was on. And let's talk about this drug culture in America where just because they're prescribed by a, quote, physician, we think these drugs are safe and effective because the Food and Drug Administration, quote, certifies them as so. And these people with these degrees, these doctors and all of, quote, academia, along with the medical profession, et cetera, they all act like these drugs are fine. But you go read the side effects. And you'll find out that, hey, there's a serious problem here. None of that's being discussed. Where's the Donald to discuss that, Kurt? He's nowhere to be found. He's too busy telling you, hey, take the guns first, due process second. Hasn't any other president in our lifetimes or even before gone that far, Kurt, in a statement like that?
No. And you know, Sam, how many times what we see is the same old thing, is they basically, you know, they've got this agenda. And, you know, they've got to fit it. And the pharmaceutical industry, they spend huge amounts of money to make sure that they get done what they want in the media. And that's, you know, the bottom line.
And we don't take a penny from the big pharma organizations. And that's why we can be very honest and transparent and candid about what's going on. A lot of these other people are shut up by the big dollars that literally control them. They don't dare speak up on this issue. But you can't have this discussion without that issue. How many of these people, if they had a tie to God, meaning they were religiously trained from the beginning about thou shalt not kill, etc., and had a belief that God is love and God does love me. I do have a place in this world. I am a son or a daughter of Heavenly Father and He loves me. And then had a stable family atmosphere to grow up in with an intact mother and a father who loved each other and were dedicated and loyal to their children. And then had an increased community of love. And then we did not put them on these psychotropic drugs, which have side effects of violence and self-mutilation and suicide and anger and hatred and everything else. And we were to care for these people, do you think we'd have a different outcome? And I'm convinced the answer is yes. By the way, Donald might be covering up because his administration is melting down. Did you know that more than 30 White House aides lost their top security clearances, Kurt?
Yep, I saw that headline. And I guess the other headline that goes along with it is there's no more hope in the White House, but that's Hope Hicks is rolling on, right, Sam?
Yeah, Hope Hicks is rolling on, but I don't believe there's no more hope in the White House. I think the hope is around what Donald does different. In other words, Donald needs to step back and say, wait a minute, I've been seeing this thing through rose-colored glasses of a fake news nature, and now I'm going to see it correctly, and I'm going to start to focus on the things that will make the biggest difference. Now, he can meet with me and other family leaders to talk about this. I don't know if you know, though, but the Democrats also flipped two more seats, making it 39 since Donald Trump got elected. If we're not careful, the Democrats are going to take over, folks. Now, I don't care if it's Democrat or Republican. I don't care. What I want to do is get rid of the swamp monsters. And I want to replace on both sides of the aisle good, honest Americans. And we look at the content of their character, not on their party affiliation. And I want to reject partisan politics. And I want to stand for God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property based on principle and moral law. Sooner we do that, the better off we'll be. Donald, if you're listening, take heed, my brother. We care for you. We pray for you. But you're on the wrong track, dude. Telling you right now. If you want to set up a meeting with Sam Bushman, we won't drink beer together. But we can have, we can have a little salad together or something, and we can chat, okay? That's what you need, my friend, to get back on track. You're surrounded by swamp monsters. Look out, they're going to get you. This is LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.